Hello, welcome to the Country Caribbean Podcast. I am your host, Aylin. So people are starting to get frustrated with the whole staying at home thing because two people have gotten mad at me because I have not texted back right away. Like, they're like, oh, you're in the house. You shouldn't be hitting me back an hour, 2 hours later. And I'm like, well, damn. You just assume that I'm just not. See, look. That assuming you're going to end up getting your feelings hurt. Because I'm a person that used to assume and my feelings stay getting hurt. Don't assume that I'm just in the house not doing anything. Like, first of all, I have a child. So, I'm cooking, cleaning for my child. Two, I'm either recording. Whether I'm recording the podcast or I'm recording videos for my YouTube channel, Aylin. So, it's like, bro, I'm doing stuff. And then I be editing or I be sleep. So it's like, I think that was kind of rude to be like, well, you're not doing anything. There should be no reason you're texting me back 30, an hour, 2 hours later. To be honest, me texting back like 2-3 hours later, that's kind of my fault because my phone stays on silent, especially when I'm sleeping. My phone stays on silent when I'm sleeping. I wake up to so many notifications, texts, but my phone stays on silent, whether I'm recording or I'm sleeping. I'm editing. And I also, like, I'm homeschooling my daughter. So, I can't be, like, in my phone because I need to be teaching her. Since, from what I've heard, allegedly, that school is out for the rest of the semester. So, like, the kids don't go back to school till August. And then they're talking about, oh, it might not even be August when they go back. So, I have to be a teacher. I have to be a mom, which is already a full-time job. Then I have to be a teacher. I have to be a hairstylist because even though my daughter's out of school, her hair still needs to be done. My hair still needs to be done. It's a whole lot. So I'm like, chill out. Like, dang. Jesus. And then with the whole chilling out thing on Twitter, like, it's a good thing we have social media in this day and age because it is keeping us entertained and just calling out people on their stuff. So one thing people have been on Twitter telling the people to chill out is this is the perfect time for you to focus on starting a business. And I'm like, what? We're in the middle of a pandemic and you're thinking about people. First of all, people are already stressed, their anxieties up because they don't know what's going to happen in the next couple of weeks and a couple of months. Then you have people like, hey, I know you're already stressed out right now, but you might as well take this time and start a business. Nigga. So people have been on Twitter going in. They done gave these people nicknames. They done called them LLC Twitter, Rise and Grind Twitter. We all have the same 24 hours Twitter, Rock Nation Brunch Twitter. Because if you've seen videos from the Rock Nation Brunch where they're all gathered around in their little suits talking, you're like, these niggas ain't talking about shit. Or like, what they're talking about is what every person at these workshops and these seminars be talking about. Like, all you gotta do is just wake up and do it. And also, in those videos, like, a lot of them people have did some shady things and threw some people under the bus. So, I don't know. Then you have the Rich Dad, Poor Dad Twitter. It's a book. I see that book a lot all the time. They have the Acorn app Twitter where they like, they take a percentage and save it for you or invest in stocks. Then you have the Dinner with Jay-Z Twitter. And that was a discussion like 2 months ago where it's like, would you take, I think, $500,000 or have dinner with Jay-Z? And people were like, oh, I'm having dinner with Jay-Z because you can network, network, network. And other people were like, I'm taking the money and I'm gonna invest in something to then where I can have dinner with Jay-Z and network. So I'm gonna have the best of both too. So people were like, what are other names that I'm missing? And then other tweets were like LLC Twitter, finding out that they need 9-to-5 Twitter. And that is so true. Like, people are so quick to be like, start a business and talking down to 9-to-5s. And it's like, you're going to need people that work these 9-to-5s to help you anyway. You're going to need the electricians, the plumbers, the graphic designers, the freaking, you're gonna need lawyers, you're gonna need the people who are in the office that you have to go to put in your paperwork. So it's like, my nigga, because with the whole bill, somebody said use that $12,000 that the government is giving you to start your business. And someone's like, LLC Twitter is one of the worst things ever created. It's like, people are barely scraping together money for rent and food. Start a business is the worst. And everybody was like, I don't see the problem. I don't see the problem. Then you go start a business. You go start that business. All right. Stop getting mad at people for not starting a business. That reminds me of woke Twitter. When they're like, bruh, that money that you're spending for Disney Plus or Netflix, you could take that and go buy land. That's what this shit reminds me of. It's all funny. And another thing with Twitter be doing the most. Because, all right, so Drake, he shared a picture of his son earlier this week. And I think less than 24 hours, people were coming for his child. Because that's what people do. They come for people's kids. I don't know why. But one thing that I was shocked about, because people have came for celebrity kids all the time. But man, most people were shocked at his makeup, because they're like, the little boy is Caucasian, but he has a blonde afro. So everybody was like, oh, I can see why that kid is not his. And people were like, dang, is the kid even the mother's? Because the child does not look like either one of them. And that's when people started to bust out the pundit squares. They dug in their nostalgia bag, because, boy, I haven't heard about the pundit square since we did the pundit square in school. So in science, whether this was middle school or high school, science, we did the pundit square, where you wrote down like lowercase, uppercase letters, you matched them in the square, and then you could see what was mostly dominant versus what was like, you know, in like the only one left. So basically, like, oh, there's a 75% chance that a child could be brown hair, black hair with brown eyes. Then there's that 25% that they could be ginger, they could have blonde hair, they could have blue eyes, green eyes, blah, blah, blah. So, with kids, it's really roulette, like Russian roulette, genetics roulette, when it comes down to kids, because your child could come out looking any kind of way. Sometimes, your child will be the one to take that 25%, while your other kids, they just have that 75%. And then in the black community, I'm getting into my pro-blackness. With the black community, they just think that, because the parents, I won't say the black community, I'm just going to say people in general, because what I'm about to say, that's something so totally different. But just people in general think that, because I look a certain way and my man looks a certain way, this is how our kid is going to look. Or, like I said, some people in the black community who date outside their race and think that, I'm black, my partner's white, Asian, Indian, Latino, this is how our kid is going to look. And then when their kid comes out looking totally different, they're shocked. Or in most cases, the guy wants a DNA test, because they're like, wait a damn minute, what is going on? People really do not know how genetics work. I remember a couple years ago, this girl, she was posting a whole bunch of pictures of biracial kids, and she was like, what type of man do I have to get with so my kid could look like this? And it's like, sis, you don't even look... Let me stop. But it's like people don't count their genetics. People don't count what they look like when it comes to making a kid. They think that, my partner, their genes are going to be so strong that it's going to erase whatever I look like, my skin color, my hair texture, my eye color, because I'm assuming. There you go. Like I said, people go assuming and stuff. So with the black community, there's some people in the black community that think that, if I have a baby by a light-skinned person, that somehow my child's going to come out looking biracial. And it's like, what the fuck? This shit is so wild, because it's like, dude, I don't think people listen to what they say out their mouth. People really don't pay attention to science. Now, me, I'm going to say this. Like, I failed science plenty of times. I barely passed science. But it's so many things. It's so much information that I did retain from... Well, whatever my brain wanted to retain from what I learned in science class. Of course, genetics, biology, I think I passed out of all the science classes I took in from middle school, high school. I can't remember what science we took in elementary. But from middle school and high school, but out of all the science that we had, biology, I passed biology with a freaking B or A, because That's just my interest. I should go back for biology or something like that. But people really do not know how genetics work. So people were all up in this child. Like, that can't be his kid. That can't be his kid. Why is that kid white? And for some reason, I'm starting to believe that people really think Drake is fully black, like Drake has two black parents, when Drake is biracial. And I could kind of see now the pressure that a lot of biracial people have. I've been around biracial people, and of course they all say the same thing. Like, I'm not black enough for the black people. I'm not white enough or Asian enough or Latino enough for, you know, my other side. So, you know, that's why they just be doing their own thing. And remember when Drake had his beef and Pusha T was like, oh, you're mad because your afro wasn't flux. He said something about that man afro, but he said, oh, your hair was too straight. And, you know, you want to be black so badly. But Drake does have black in him. So it's like, how are you going to tell somebody they want to be black so badly when they do have black in them? Because Drake's mom is white and Jewish, and his dad is black. I think somebody came out allegedly and said that his dad was biracial. So that makes Drake like 75% white and 25% black. So, but to be honest, that don't matter because he had a baby by a woman who is French. So the woman is French, white. Then you have Drake, who is biracial, who is black and white. You really think that, I mean, yes, blackness is strong, but it's still like, going back to the Putnam Square, that blackness is still going to be 25%. So that 25% is the baby's afro. Dang, I feel so... Let me adjust my glasses. That 25% is the baby's afro. But the blue eyes, that reached all the way back into Drake's mom. Because Drake's mom has blue eyes. And him, his skin color... But look, we don't... I don't even got to explain that. But that's how genetic, like I said, genetics roulette. Kids can reach all the way back. Like, I don't know why people be getting so mad when a child comes out looking something different. Like, dang, like I said, people be having high expectations for their kids. Like I said, there's people out there who think that two light-skinned people are going to give birth to a biracial looking child. Nigga. Like, people who get mad. Listen, I won't say this person didn't get mad, but I'm just going to put this out there. I know a girl who is Asian and black, and her hair is kinkier than mine. So, like, bruh, genetics, roulette, like, you could be anything. It's like throwing a whole bunch of cards in a bucket, mixing them together, and just picking two cards or just picking one card. It's like, you never know what you're going to get. And I can see why he hit his kid, because people are annoying. I mean... I know regular people who hide their kids. Like, there's some people, you know, they get a little bit of clout off of social media. Or they just hide their kids in general. Because they know that people drool at the mouth over kids. You know, just the idea of, oh, what the kid might look like. People have a mixed kid fetish. And they're so weird. So then people started getting into the, oh, well, can his child say the N-word? And it's like... The baby can't even talk yet, and y'all question if he can say the N-word. 9 times out of 10, he probably ain't gonna be studying that. To be honest, he's not going to be studying that shit, really. But it's like I said, people don't understand how it works when it comes down to what a child might look like. The same way, all right, I'm Caribbean. I don't have to announce that. But my dad is Jamaican. My mom said she's from St. Kitts. And I think there's a little splash of Puerto Rico in there. So when I tell somebody that I'm Caribbean, they're like, or when I tell somebody like, oh, yeah, I have Jamaican in me. You know, when I tell them my whole background, they're like, oh, you don't look like it. What the hell? What the hell does a Jamaican look like? What the hell does a person from St. Kitts look like? What the hell does a Puerto Rican look like? Like, I don't think people like... That really makes you think, like, what does a Caribbean look like? Is there a certain look to Caribbeans? Because there's not. Like, Caribbeans look like so many different people. And to be honest, that would be low-key kind of, I want to say racist. But, you know, it just don't feel right to say that, oh, I don't look like it. Because then that makes you question, like, what does it look like? What does it look like? I mean... If you're Caribbean, you know that certain people from certain backgrounds have similar characteristics. Like, I know Trinidadian people, a lot of them have a similar look to them. Like, whether it's like, I don't know. Like I said, is what kind of look? I know that Trinidadians be having some really thick hair. And I know Guyanese people, it's certain, you know, they say, they say chicken curry instead of curry chicken. But like I said, what does that look like? I know Country Caribbean podcast, it's like, you know, you talk about the Caribbean, you talk about Jamaica and whatever your mom is, but it's like, you know, like, I don't really talk about Latinos because, like, that's like a whole culture and that's a whole lot of research. But I did grow up around Latinos, and I mostly grew up around Afro-Latinos. I knew what Afro-Latinos was before Amara La Negra got on Love & Hip Hop and was like, I'm Latino and I'm also Black. And people started questioning her identity. So I say what I know about Latino culture, but I try not to go too deep and try to like discuss certain things. Cause like I said, I have to do more research. I have to, in my adulthood, you know, got to talk to more people. So with Afro-Latinos, since we're talking about looks and kids and whatnot, people really, like, of course, colorism is real. Colorism is real in every single culture. But people really be trying to, what do you call it? They be trying to really try to go against Latinos about how Latino they are, or, oh, you don't look like it. Like I said, people love saying that, oh, you don't look like it. Because in media is ran by the people with the fair skin. So, of course, they're going to want whatever is close to their skin color on the media. So, that's why you think, you know, Latinos look a certain way. And why people have to be like, oh, Afro-Latino. So, Afro-Latinos, of course, Latino-Americans of significantly or mainly African ancestry. So Latinos, from what we know, they have backgrounds of European, Native American, African. That's why when like a Black and white person have a kid, people be automatically assuming that the child is Latino because of the makeup. But it's just how, just the whole breakdown of the science or whatever. So, like I said, European, African, and Native American. Some Latinos look more European. Some Latinos look more African. And some Latinos look more Native American. Let's be real. So, the Latinos who look more African, they constantly have their background questioned. Or you'll have people that be like, oh, you want to be everything but Black. Just accept being Black. They accept being Black and they understand that they are something else. Now, with Amara La Negra, she be getting hate and stuff. She be getting hate, and people be telling her not to speak on Black American issues. And it's so crazy because Caribbean Americans grew up right along with Black Americans. So it's like, we can speak on the Black issues because we grew up right alongside y'all. We've seen this shit. Like, when a white person see me, they don't think, oh, this person's probably Caribbean. They probably speak Patois, oh, blah, blah, blah. No, they just see a Black person. So it's like, my nigga. And I understand with Florida's a whole nother country. Florida ain't even part of the United States. Florida is a country. It's its whole thing. So in Florida, of course, there's a lot of Latinos in Florida. And Amara La Negra being Dominican, a dark-skinned Dominican girl, she's going to grow up around people with similar backgrounds as her because of the area that she lives in. Now, if she grew up in New York, she's still going to be around people who are just like her, because New York is a mix-up of a lot of people, and you be around people of the same background as you. Same way, me and my mom, we had a talk because my mom was shocked at how a lot of people in the South don't really know that there's not that many Caribbean people, or if there is Caribbean people, there's a small culture and a lot of people don't know who Caribbean people are. So my mom was shocked at basically the diversity, because she's like, in New York, I'm around people with the same background as me. I could talk Spanish to the next person over to me and they talking Spanish back to me. But she was like, down here, it's like the Caribbean people are hiding. It's like, you really have to go out and network and find find your people. The same way this Nigerian girl that I watch on YouTube, Queen Chama, I think she's in Ohio. she's in one of those states in the middle. And she was like, she had to do, you know, networking and just find just a little group of people with the same background as her, you know, just to be in there, just to feel like, okay, we exist. Just to get, learn more about your culture, especially growing up in America. You know, people like to say that Caribbean Americans, African, like Africans that are raised in Americans, Latinos that are raised in Americans, raised in America, like we're kind of watered down, but it's like, we're not watered down. It's just that we're like a blend of two. Like I see this side, but I have to leave it at home. And it's like, I have to blend in so people don't come for me. Cause me, I'm still learning about my culture, even though like my parents introduced me to a lot. I'm still learning about, of course, the bad, of course, the good, you know, what's currently going on. And just, I'm relating to the memes. I follow a couple of pages and like a lot of things they post, like, all right, like, yeah, I know this, I know that. And then especially like having kids, like the next generation, like, I don't even know what my daughter's generation is called yet. But with the next generation, you know, people are like, you know, what's going to happen? Like a lot of people are just blending, you know, just blending the cultures. And, you know, it's like, oh, well, everybody can participate in it. And, you know, everybody can say the N word. And I don't see nothing wrong with that. I don't see how that's racist. So with the next generation, everybody's like considered. But me, I'm going to teach my daughter the Caribbean culture. Like, shoot. She listened to the music, you know, she eats the food. We had some jerk chicken the other day. And I'm going to take her to the events like Reggae in the Park and just all that stuff and just teach her more about it. Cause I mean, it's part of me, you know, I grew up in America. It's part of me. I mean, there's a reason why my family came to America. There's a reason why they stayed in America. There's a reason why, you know, they go back and visit, but they still stay in America. You know, it's a whole thing. But to be honest, like, I hope everything, like, works out because, like, it's starting to get hot outside. Like, I'm about to go take a run after this just to go work out. It's nice and hot outside. Like, I want to enjoy the summer. Like, I have some cute outfits planned. All that stuff, like, you know, green chillin'. But thank you for listening to the Country Caribbean podcast. I have been your host, Aylin. I know the episodes are kind of short, but I'm trying to gather everything together. Like, I want to get guests, but then with the whole social distancing and, you know, sick people still being out and about like it's a regular day, I'm like nervous. But make sure you follow me on Instagram at The Country Caribbean Podcast. Facebook, The Country Caribbean Podcast. You can follow my main page, which is A.LYNNB. Not the actual word, just the little dot. And I will catch you next week. Also, shout out to everybody that listens. Like, y'all actually listen to me and y'all actually share my episodes and be like, hey, I like this. Like, thank you so much. Like, I just be putting stuff out there. Like, I'd be happy if like 5 people listen or 1 person listen. I'm like, yay. So thank you to everyone who's been listening. And, you know, once Corona calms down and gets herself together, like, you know, we can pop off more and have more people up in here. So thank you. And I will see you next week. Oh my goodness. I remember when my daughter was like a couple months old, it was this guy. It was a dark-skinned guy. He was like, oh, the only reason people are saying that your daughter is cute is because she's light-skinned. And I was like, I was so, like, to be honest, I don't talk about kids. Like, to be honest, kids are just so innocent. And they just be minding their business. Especially, I don't talk about little black kids and stuff because we all know how words can really stick to them. And how, you know, a lot of black girls and black boys, they internalize colorism and stuff. Because to be honest, if I was that type of person, like, I would have came for him, his daughter, his baby mama, his baby mama's other kids, his whole family and stuff. But I'm like, nah, because first of all, I know this person's history. Like, I went to school with this person. So it's like, I already know the jokes that's been said towards him. I already know the things that he said towards other dark-skinned people. And I already know that, when he found out that he had a daughter, like, the whole city dragged his daughter's looks, like. So it's like, bruh, stop. Like, I just, like, I understand a lot of people, like, they protect their kids and whatnot. And I just looked at him, and I went about my day, like, boy, get out of my face. But yeah, like I said, stop talking about people's kids, because you ain't gonna come across somebody that's like me, who's just gonna be like, whatever, let it go or whatnot. You gonna come across some people that's going to drag your whole family, and they do not care at all if they hurt anybody's feelings. But if you see, like, a little dark-skinned girl, a little dark-skinned boy, brown skin, just black kids in general, just tell them how beautiful they are, just tell them how pretty they are. And that, so if you tell them all this stuff, like, can't nobody come in their face and say, like, oh, you're ugly, ain't nobody gonna want you. Because that's one thing my parents and people around me, they were like, you're pretty, you're gorgeous, ain't nothing wrong with your hair. And I even tell my daughter that, you're pretty, you're gorgeous, ain't nothing wrong with your hair, ain't nothing wrong with anything about you. Because then when people try to come for them, it's like, you can't.